I said, okay, Lord, what do you want to say to your church and to those on Life Stream? And he said, faith. And that's what's been going through this morning. But I want to come and, I can't remember his name, the song leader. I want to come and shake your hand, brother, because you chose the right songs. I've been praying all week that the worship leader would choose the right songs. God bless you, man. That was awesome. That was awesome. And I did another very clever thing this morning. I put my phone on my Bible instead of my reading glasses. So I'm using my driving glasses. So this is going to be fun. Well, I've never tried cell phone for glasses, but yeah. Okay. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. I want to thank you personally, Lord, for the confirmation that what you gave me was right on track for this morning, Father. The whole morning has been about faith. And Lord God, I pray, Father, with all my heart, that every heart will be ready and prepared to receive the seed of your word this morning, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord God, and I pray that those who have an ear will hear what the Spirit is saying to them, Lord, in your precious name. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Let the Spirit of revelation fall upon us this morning in Jesus' name. But Lord, thank you for your confirmation of your word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to do my very best to read the first scripture out of here when I'm ready, but then I'll read from here because I've got big black writing. Faith. What is faith? Faith is a belief or in or a confident attitude towards God and a commitment to His will for your life. When we surrender our will and allow God to have His will in our life, that is faith. Now, I remember when I had my bad hip, I believed for divine healing. I've been healed 3 times by God divinely. I was supposed to get my back opened up and made it stiff so that I couldn't bend. And I said no to the doctor, no, I don't want that. And Western Carrier came along to the church, and I was doing the car parking at the time. And I thought, oh, I've had enough of this. So I walked into the back of the church, and Weston Carey gave a word of knowledge, and I go, oh, I think that's me, Weston. I think that's me. And he said, oh, come down, Barry. I said, okay. So I went down, and he prayed, and I felt nothing. And I went to sit on my seat, and all of a sudden, I felt like I sat on a heater. It just, my whole body burned with heat, and I got miraculously healed. I haven't had a trouble with my back. And that was a long time ago. Hallelujah. Trusting God concerning my hip, that's right. I was praying and I couldn't understand why God wouldn't heal me or didn't heal me. And I said to Pastor Early, is my faith gone bung or something? And he goes, I don't know. Oh, okay. Anyway, I went home and I went to bed and I woke up on the Monday morning. And all of a sudden, I sat up and I said, Lord, I'm going to do something you did to your father on before Calvary. And I said to the Lord, not my will be done, your will be done on my hip. If you want me to go into the surgery, doctors, I'll do it. But you need to be there with me the whole way because I don't like that kind of thing. But I said, Lord, if you don't mind, I do love the divine healing. Off I go to the theater. and that's God. He heals in 3 ways. His divine healing, power. He heals through communion. I've heard of beautiful testimonies, people being healed by taking communion. That's powerful. Communion is powerful. It is powerful. You know, and then I've also heard where God heals through surgery and hospitals. Do you know it's not a lack of faith going into hospital and getting wheeled into that surgery and you're sitting there going, all these lights and these doctors and you're, mommy! You know? It's horrible. But it takes faith. It takes faith. When you know people go into hospital, it's not a lack of faith, people. It takes a lot of faith, trusting in God to get you through that and out the other end. So don't, if someone ends up going to hospital, it's not a lack of faith, I promise you. They've got a lot of faith. Hallelujah. That was good, baby. Yeah. Faith is confidence and assurance. Also, faith is not mental consent, nor even the ability to count a thing done. That's, now I may have trouble saying this word, presumptuousness. I think that's the word I'm trying to say. Is that right? I'm pretty close to it, eh? I know that. Some people are very presumptuous. God will heal me. God will do this. God will do that. And God doesn't. And they crash and they burn and they leave church. They walk away from God. And it's not God. They were presumptuous rather than faith. Faith is when God speaks to your heart and he goes, Barry, you know, like this. I said, okay, Dad, what do you want? What do you want to say to your church? Faith. Faith. So it's not a consent. Jesus will do it. No, no, no. Here it is. It is a deep awareness imparted by Jesus that a certain thing is done. When you know God has spoken to you, I'll tell you a little story. Years ago, Pastor Illy said, oh, we'd like you and Linda come to our retreat, I think they called it. And we went to this Catholic place, and he got up and he said, I'd really love to start a men's ministry. This fella here goes, Barry. And I thought he said, Gary. And I said to him, and Pastor Gary's just writing away there. And I said, Len, look at that fella. They just mentioned his name and he's not taking any notice. He's just writing things down. And then I looked up and all eyes, I went, oh, no, 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 no. So I said to the Lord, and I felt the Lord speaking to my spirit, and I said to the Lord, give me 10 days. Will you grace me 10 days? Give me a name, and it's all on. You're not going to believe it. This bus came down the road, and it had fulfilling our dreams. And I went, And okay, so I wrote down fulfilling God's dream. And then I remember the script about mountains. We walk through mountains. We don't go around them. We walk through them. And that's why the men's ministry is called Mountain Movers, Fulfilling God's Dream. Now, God spoke, and it's been going for 12 years now. Hallelujah. See, when God speaks, oh, just one more. When Ian Meeling was resigning from Senior Citizens, I really felt God just say, grab that, take it, Barry. And I said, oh. Anyway, I went in home, had a talk to Linny, and we felt yes, but we just waited for a little season. And God kept talking to us, and I went and saw Pastor Illy, and Pastor Illy said, make it your own. So I went back home, I said, Lord, can you give us a name? And he said, Trailblazers. And that's how we got the name. But God spoke to my heart. As soon as I heard Ian Meeling was resigning and that, God spoke to my heart. See, I didn't just jump in and go, yeah, that's me, mate. That's me. No, I didn't do that. I waited for God. When God planted that in my seed, planted his spirit into my spirit and said, I want you to take it, Barry and Lynn. That's faith. Okay? Hebrews 11, 1, verse 1. Is that? Oh, here we go, people. Now, faith has been sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Now, I'll just very gently put that down there from now on. There's another way of saying it. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Many years ago, I really wanted a modern car. And back in those days, these modern cars had back window wipers. To me, that was modern. And I said to the Lord, I want a back window wiper. I want a red car. And just a little car, just nice for me and my wife and our two children. grandchildren. And this person come up with a red car, window, everything I prayed for, and it wasn't going. And they said, Barry, can you fix this car for us? I said, I'll do my very best. So they gave me the keys. I fixed it, got it going for them. And I said, oh, you can come and get your car now. So they came. And as I handed the keys, they handed them back to me. He said, this is your car. And it was exactly what I'd prayed for, exactly what God put on my heart. Faith is powerful, people. You know, it's a powerful, powerful gift. God's given us a measure of faith. We've all got a measure of faith. Now, Pastor Illy preached a while back, we've got to take responsibility for our own Christian walk. We can't blame the pastor. We can't blame the church. I can't blame Lynn. Lynn can't blame me. I can't blame the government. I can't blame the kids. I got to blame me. Now, faith. God's given us a measure of faith. And he's saying to us, add to it. It's your responsibility now to add to what I've given you. We've got to add to our faith. You know what? I just want to say this. I'm going to be very bold, I hope. I want to say this. God is wanting to bring this church into a new era, into a new beginning. He wants to take us to another level. It's called Faith City Church. It's called Faith City Church. And God has been talking about faith this morning. I want to say to you people, God is wanting us to build and exercise that faith so that we become Faith City people that belong to Jesus. You might say, I got faith. Good on you. Until you hit a tree. Then you'll know where your faith is. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Love it. Faith is action based on certainty or trust without physical evidence. God is wanting us to be a people who trust him. Now, I've never had a dad, so I can't talk on that side of things, but I brought up a lot of kids. And, you know, this is a bit funny, but most kids trust their dads and their mums, don't they? You know, they know they're not going to be smashed up or whatever. They trust their parents to look after them, to put food on the plate and all that kind of thing. Well, Jesus is wanting us to trust him even more than that. Believe in him. Oh. Noah, who had not seen rain or floods, did what God asked him to do. That is faith. That is faith in God's spoken word. Now, Noah, I know he goes way back, but Noah was a man like us. The only thing that separates us from Noah is time. That's all. He's a man like us, blood, fingers, hands, mouth, everything. And yet when God said to him, build an ark, I'm going to flood the world, he had no idea of what flood was, I don't believe. He hadn't seen rain. But he took God at his word. You know what God is wanting us to do? Start taking him at his word. Amen. Standing on his word. Amen. Believing his word. Amen. He wants us to become a people of faith because faith is power. Yes. It pushes the enemy back. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, never mind. Oh, it'll come. Now, the woman who had the issue of blood. Mark chapter 5, 25 to 29. I've never had this happen before, but it's pretty cool. Now, oh, anyway. Steve, what are you doing to me? Anyway, now this woman wasn't a believer, and she heard about Jesus. Okay? She heard about him. And Jesus was in town, shall we say. And, it's getting hot. And she said, if I but just touch the hem of his garment. I hope I don't muck the mic up taking this off. Thank you, brother. Now, faith is action. Trust is attitude. Faith is an act. Trust is an attitude. Now, this lady heard about Jesus, and she said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. I shall be well. And she went places where she should never, ever have gone. She was a very ill lady. But you know what? Her faith, hearing about Jesus, her faith in the Lord, knew she was going to be healed. She took a risk. She went where she shouldn't have gone. And then she touched the hem of his garment, and the virtue came out of Jesus and flowed into her, and she was made whole. Now, I understand Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. We have. We have. Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to add to our faith. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to the mutual affection, love. Do you know something, people? I've still got to add a few things of those in my life. I think we all do. But do you know they intertwine with each other when you add them to your life? They intertwine, they marry kind of thing each other, and they help you to grow. They intertwine in your life and they help you to grow to be an awesome Christian. And the Bible says if you do these things, you will not stumble. And if you don't, you're blindsided. I'd rather not stumble, personally. But they intertwine, they marry each other, they intertwine in your life. What a powerful Christian we would be. What a powerful people, what a powerful church, what a powerful bride we will be if we just add to the faith that we've been given, add those virtues, add those things to our life. Hallelujah. I remember when I went to India with Pastor Owen on an evangelistic trip. It was our first night, and this fella came up for prayer, and he was like this. I went, oh, the man over there will pray for you. Whew, that was cool. But you know what? That night, the first night, we all struggled with faith, and we hopped on the bus, and we went back to our unit. And we all cried and we all repented and we asked God to forgive us. And it was just a demonic night, honestly. People were screaming like demons. It was a horrible night. Even Owen said it was the worst he's ever seen. Owen Riley, that is. And anyway, the next night we went out, God did signs and wonders, absolute miracles, because we repented of our first night, put it behind us, went forward, and God just did marvelous things in people's lives. We were just praying for people healed. Awesome, awesome. Was that me? Also, how to make your faith grow. I got to watch it up here. No. You've got to make your faith grow. You've got to exercise it. You've got to exercise your faith. Now, how you do that is when God lays it on your heart, maybe to have a home group, maybe to step out and start praying for people. An example, this year God laid it on our hearts to do healing services and trailblazers. And I'll tell you what, I've cried. I have absolutely cried. It's huge, the healing ministry. And I've been reading Smith Wigglesworth, Kathleen Coleman, and all those. And you know something? They all crashed and failed before they had actually succeeded. And I said, oh God, there's hope yet. Hope. You know, and I want to tell you something. Each time we've had a healing service, the anointing and the power of God has got stronger and stronger. Now, here's the thing. God is doing something in Trailblazers' life, in mine and in Trailblazers. He's beginning to help us to... There's a couple of people, and I praise God for their honesty. I praise God for their guts. And they come up and said to me, I'm struggling with this healing ministry, Barry. I really struggled for healing. And I said, oh, thank you, God. I thought it was me. Oh, thank you, God. Now I understand we're dealing with that kind of thing. In Trailblazers, it's now helped me to focus. I've asked the Lord, how do you want to deal with this, Lord? And I love those people, and I respect them deeply for being honest. And any rate, what we've decided now is we'll pray for people even before the healing service. And I want to tell you, last Thursday, or last Trailblazers, the anointing was so strong and so powerful. It was absolutely beautiful. And God is getting stronger and stronger. He's doing something in our lives, and he's molding us and getting us ready for the vision that he showed me to come. And I'll tell you what, people, watch this space. Because people's faith is starting to get stronger. They're starting to exercise it. They're starting to come for prayer. And we're exercising our faith by getting before God and saying, Lord, what do I need to chisel off? What do you want to chisel me or mold me? Do whatever you want. Because I believe God wants to bring healing back into his church. I do. And we're going to see it in this place, right here. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Jesus replied, this is because they couldn't deliver that boy. Jesus replied, you have so little faith. I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible to you. That's faith. You can say to this problem, get in Jesus' name, go, and it will go. Nothing will be impossible to you. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, why a mustard seed? Because one, it's the smallest seed. God's not asking us to have titanic faith. If you got it, praise God, I'd love to meet you. You can rub your hands all over me. But he's asking for a mustard seed of faith, a small faith. But you know something? Why he used the mustard seed? A mustard seed grows. It grows into a 10-foot to 12-foot tree. And also, the mustard seed's got quality. And as it grows, it begins to have quantity. So quality and quantity embrace the mustard seed. So if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, I'll tell you what, it's beautiful. Because you will have quantity and quality growing in your life together. They embrace each other. That faith of size of a mustard. I can remember I was praying at home and I had bad shins. And I could only walk from here to that door at the end there, and I'd be just about screaming in agony. Honestly, this was only a couple of years ago. It was terrible. I couldn't sleep at night. And one day I got up, and I stood in my bedroom, and I looked up at Jesus, and I said, Lord, I'm in a heck of a lot of pain. I'm going to give you my little mustard seed of faith and ask for you to heal me. In Jesus' name. Did you know what happened? The pain went out of my shins, through my feet, and onto the floor, and I've never, ever suffered with that kind of pain again. Except one night, I was in bed, and this leg started doing the same thing. I went, oh, no. And then it took me a few seconds. I went, oh, hang on a minute. I've been healed. And I said, get out of my leg in Jesus' name. Gone. I forgot I was healed for a split second there. Despise not small faith. It's not how you start that matters. It's how you finish that counts. That mustard seed of faith grows into a 10 to 12 foot tree. Both quality and quantity embrace each other as you're growing in your faith. Whoever you are, whatever situation you're in, however weak your faith is, at this moment, your faith can grow. It can grow. Little Atahua, she was sitting, lying beside her nanny, and nanny was suffering a bit of pain. I was out in the kitchen, I think, making coffee or something. I can't remember. I was out there anyway. And I could hear this, in Jesus' name, pain go! In Jesus' name, pain go! And I thought, whew. So I went into the room. It'd been 5 minutes she'd been doing this for. And the pain went. And I walked in and I said, I think he's heard you, darling. You can stop now. We'll have our nightly prayers. And she did. But she prays for us. She lays her hands on us if we're in pain. Praise God. A little child. I'm having trouble trying to get this out, but faith. God wants us to move in faith, people. He wants you to have faith. He wants you to come to another level in your life. He wants us to be a powerful church where he can come and the kingdom of God can come in this place. People can come from the street, get healed, get delivered, get set free, and all whatever the case and problem. He is wanting to do this in his church. That's why he's given us this. That's why he was focusing on faith. I didn't pick this message. He gave it. Amen. And boy, we're going to go through some tough times. We're going to need to have faith. We're going to need to trust him. Because other people are looking at us and they go, and if we crumble and fall, that's Christianity. No. They need to see people who love the Lord, who are rock, who stand on God's word. Amen. Believe his word. Oh, thank you. No. If you act with what you have, your faith will be increased, I promise you. Our faith is growing in Trailblazers, and it's growing in our own lives. We pray for each other at home, don't we, dear? And on Sunday, last Sunday morning, a lady who was a Trailblazer lady came up and said to me, Barry, will you pray for my knee? I wasn't expecting that on a Sunday morning. I laid my hands on her knee and I could feel the tingle of the Holy Spirit touching her knee. And I believe that lady's been healed. John Wesley taught his preachers, preach faith until you have it, and then because you have it, you will preach it. Amen? Now, here's an interesting thing for you. The difference between little faith and small faith. Little faith is a lack of faith. Little faith lacks and belief in the Lord's provision. That's little faith. Little faith has no quality. When the Lord says, oh, you of little faith, he has given them, or you, a gentle rebuke. Now, Peter, I love this. Peter, everyone's been talking about Peter walking on the water, or so am I. Now, I believe Peter in the Bible is a lesson for us. I've got a little different interpretation, but praise God, you know, it's good. Now, Peter said to Jesus, say, come, and I'll come. Jesus goes, come. So Peter steps out of the boat and walks on water. Now, when Jesus said to him, come, that mustard seed of faith began to burn in him. He felt the power of God when Jesus said, come. And, I mean, for goodness sake, mate, he's in the middle of the sea, or lake, or whatever that was in those days. And Jesus said, come, and he steps out. And he starts walking on water. Now, he had a mustard seed of faith. He had faith burning in his spirit. When our Lord says, come, that was a powerful come. And he went. But then he started feeling the wind and looking at the waves and feeling this is not solid concrete under my feet, it's water. And he sunk. Now, the lesson out of this is you can begin in faith, but you can lose it by allowing circumstances to rob you. Be on the alert, people. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Now, that's what I got out of Peter walking on the water and sinking. You can have faith But all of a sudden, you start looking at the circumstances around you, and you can lose it. Now, I remember as this doctor fella, I think he must have been the man that put you to sleep or something. I was in this chair at the hospital beside Lenny, and he says, "I know you can't walk, I'll wheel you in." So he wheels me into the theatre, and by this time I'm quoting scriptures and I'm believing in God. And remember, faith is an act, trust is an attitude, and I'm really, and all of a sudden the enemy tried to fire these darts. As soon as I saw everything in that room, I was like Peter at first. I had that mustard seed of faith until I saw a whole lot of machinery and stuff. And for a split second there, the enemy started trying to put fear back in my spirit. And you know what I said to him? Buzz off. Buzz off. I've come this far with the right faith, the right attitude, and you are not going to take me any other way. And I'll tell you what, I sat on there and they booked me in the back and did all their stuff. And I was calm until this lady, I was lying on the bed because I couldn't use these, then they were gone. And she had this mask, and I said to the Lord, "I didn't want that mask." And she goes, and I was sound asleep. But I said, I don't know what she thought. I went, "I didn't want that mask, Lord." Praise God. Okay. Little faith has no quality. Actually, it's no faith. Now, small faith. Listen to this. This kind of faith that begins small and grows, it is the kind of faith that places the presence and the power of the kingdom above any physical or spiritual obstacle. Now, that was a physical obstacle when I got wheeled into that chair, our theater, and saw all these things. But you know what? God kept me strong. And small faith has character. Small faith has quality. Faith is an act. Trust is an attitude. Now, I'm going to change my direction a little bit now. Do we believe God's word? Do we stand on God's word? All the time? Okay. Hebrews 6:18. God did this so that by two unchangeable things. Is that up there, Steve, or not? Oh, okay. God did this so that two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of this hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. Now, two things. It's impossible for God to lie. His promises. When God makes a promise, he keeps it. He backs his own word up, his oath that legalizes his word. Now, I've just got a few here. When the Lord says, "I am the Lord that healeth you," or "healeth thee," and we're pretty sick, do we believe it? When my hip was sore, man, I was sore. I knew I come to all the prayer meetings, I did everything, but I was like a wounded, I couldn't walk or anything. And I sat down, I couldn't get up again. It was so sore. Now, I'm saying this. When you have pain like that, it is hard to look through the pain and put your eyes on the Lord and fix your eyes on the Lord, because the pain in your body is so horrific, it just keeps pulling you back again to the pain. And that's what's happening to some people in Trailblazers. They're in bad pain. And I understand them. That's why I love them, because I've been there. It wasn't until I cried out, "Not my will, Father, but yours," is when the peace of God came over me. Now, God heals in three ways, like I said. He can heal. We can lay hands on you and you can be healed. You can have communion and you can be healed. And there's times that God heals you through doctors and hospitals and all that kind of thing. "By my stripes you are healed." That's a promise. That's God's word. Did you know, if you're sick here today, or all of us, Your name is written in those stripes. Your name is in those stripes. You, by his stripes, you are healed. Your name is on those stripes. Every time, pew, Barry Smith, pew, someone else, your names are in those stripes. By my stripes, you are healed. Jesus said he can't lie. That's why we've got to learn, don't break the spirit. That's why we've got to learn to stand on his word. We've got to read his word. We've got to consume his word so that it becomes alive in us and we learn to trust it and stand on it. Hallelujah. Now, I agree with Pastor Andrew that we are living in a world that's evil. Satan is in control, right? Now, sickness comes. We all get sick. Our bodies, as you get old, a bit like a Model A truck, they bits, pieces pack up on you and you've got to get fixed and go into the garage and all this kind of thing. But we don't have to live like that. I don't have to go to my grave an ill man. I can go to my grave healthy. That's God's plan. We don't have to be ill to die. When God says, time to go home, Baz. Oh, okay. You know, you go. You don't have to be sick to go to your grave. God can heal you. God can heal you. God can make you. Did you know that is, settle down. Did you know that is God's desire and God's passion for you is to be made whole, spiritually, physically, naturally, and whatever else? He wants you to be made whole. That's his dream. That's his whole purpose. That's what his heart beats for you. We are the apple of his eye. We are his children. He wants the very best for you. It's us that stop him from healing us sometimes because we have that little faith. Be honest. I am. My faith's growing. This is a scripture that we've based Trailblazers Healing Services on. These signs will follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on them and they shall get well. Here's something else, a little different. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's a promise. That's God's word. Jesus promised rest for the weary and the troubled. Rest is not the absence of labor, hardship, or suffering. I'll read that again, okay? Rest is not the absence of labor, hardship, or suffering. Rest is the absence of guilt, worry, anxiety, lack of meaning. Meaning means purpose. Jesus promises purpose. He promises hope, assurance, peace, and joy. Even in the troubles we must endure in life. We will go through tough times. We will have hard times. A couple of years ago, my wife and I went to Hamilton for a holiday. And while we were in Hamilton, our house got burgled. Took all the electrics and all the beautiful things we bought for Christmas for each other. They kicked our back door in. And we got a phone call from the police in Whanganui. And we had 2 days left. And I said to Lynn, they can't take any more. It's all gone. So why don't we just stay up here? And we prayed and we prayed, hey, love. Now, coming home was like 100 miles, 1,000 million miles away. But coming home, our minds were flat out. But I want to tell you something. We had peace in our heart. And we were thanking God that we still had a house to come home to, even though they decided they need the stuff more than what we did. And I walked into my study room, and I honestly thought they're going to just get rid of all these my study stuff. And I walked into my study room, and I went, oh, praise God, they'd never touched any of my stuff. I was really, really wrapped because I couldn't get that stuff ever again. It was beautiful. Hey, love. Okay. Here's some sayings. We're nearly finished. Here's a few little sayings I love. And Pastor Lily brought this one out. If something is in the Bible, you do not have to pray about it. Just receive it. Just receive it. It's yours. Smith Wigglesworth says this. God says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen? I tell you what, people, there's going to come a time when we are really going to have to stand on God's word. You know, we're going to cop some real stuff. And if the world's getting dark now. I can remember once when there was one murder a year, way back when I was young, and I go, oh, wow. Well, it's every day now, or every second day, or something like that. The world is turning dark. And we're going to have to, if we want to stand and be a powerful people for Christ, we're going to have to stand on his words. God did not give the scriptures to you to be read only, but to be believed and obeyed. Now, here's the biggie. I'll just finish with this biggie coming up. Ephesians 2:6, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you know, everyone here that is born again, did you know you're sitting with Christ in heavenly places right now? Yeah. Think about it. That's heavy, man. You know? How did I know God wanted to preach on faith today? How did our brother know and Christine know what to say and the songs to pick? Because we're sitting in heavenly places. We know, we can know God's perspective on things. We don't have to yell, well, Lord, what, why? No, we don't have people. We are already sitting. We've got the mind of Christ. This is what I'm, you know, we're a little bit, a little different direction now. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places spiritually. The moment you give your heart to Jesus, you are sitting with Christ in heaven. You can know Christ's perspective on things. There's a saying that goes, I can remember when I was, if Jesus was here, what would he do? We know what he will do because we're sitting next to him in heavenly realms. We know what he would do.
Amen.
Thank you. Now, the reason we know, because we're filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit are one. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. Did you know we are united with Christ? We are one with Christ? Everyone in here who has given their heart to Jesus, you are one with Christ in heavenly places. You are united with him. So when something happens or all hell breaks loose or something hits the fan, turn around and say, Lord, what's your perspective on this? Can you please show me? Why is this happening? What are you trying to teach me, Lord? What are you trying to show me? And he will, because he doesn't hide things from us. We can be better people when we know what he is thinking. And we've got the mind of Christ. And what's the mind of Christ? God's wisdom. Think about it. It's God's wisdom. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read something that I love and I'm going to finish. This is a true story. God has no favorites. And the lady's name is Martha, but it's not Martha in the Bible. It's Martha as in our life. This lady or Martha said, I was cross with Jesus because he had favorites. And I told him so. Jesus asked me, why are you saying that, Martha? I told him, because you let John lean on your bosom. This is what Jesus said to Martha. All the disciples could have leaned on my bosom, but only John wanted to. All of us can move to another level if only we want to. It's in our hands. Now, I asked the Lord, how do you do an altar call with this kind of message, Lord? And he showed me. He gave me his perspective. So this is what we're going to do. Not yet, but I'm going to get everyone to stand. And those whom the word of God has challenged this morning, it's spoken to you, it's put a fire in your spirit, you want to move to another level, I want you to come down here and hold hands with each other, and I'm going to pray from up here for you. I might even go down, but that's what he wants. And the rest of us stand and pray for those that have come down. Now, if you all come down, I think that would be great, actually, to be honest. To be honest with you, I think we all need to come down. No one's got bananas or apples they want to throw at me. Oh, no, that's good. But honestly, if God, this is good. Oh, it's good. This is God's word. I didn't make this word up. He gave it to me. And it's for us. And it's for those watching on live stream. And live stream, you can all stand and hold hands. Okay, so everyone stand. Now, this is going to take honesty. This is going to take courage and boldness. If God, no, not if, sorry, Lord. The seed of the Lord has spoken to you this morning, and you feel challenged to go to another level in your faith, in your Christian walk, standing on God's word, then you come down front, come down here, and then once you all come down, we'll hold hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can all come down, that's okay. Thank you, Lord. You might have to move forward a bit, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Carlos. Thank you. Now, those that haven't come down, I want you to pray for these who have come down. If your faith is where you know it's meant to be, praise God. Can you please pray? Help us pray for these up here. Now, everyone hold hands. We're going to be in unity here. Okay. First of all, Father, please forgive us with our struggles. And Lord, that man said, I believe, but Jesus helped me to overcome my unbelief. And this morning, Lord, we've come in all honesty before you. And this morning, Father, their heart is crying. You've sown the seed into their spirit. I want to go to another level, Lord. I want to move to another level with my faith. I want to stand on your word, Lord, even when all hell breaks loose. I want to stand on your word. I do not want to be pushed to and fro. I want to stand on your word, Lord God, because you are my rock and my foundation, Lord. You will not let me down. You will not let us be put to shame. So, Father, this morning, Lord, sow that seed. Burn, Holy Spirit. Burn in them. Set their hearts on fire. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Cause them to, Lord God, to find out your perspective of how to make that faith grow, apart from adding all those things in 2 Peter chapter 5, 1-7. Lord, in Jesus' name, bless them, anoint them, set them on fire, God. Put a hunger in their hearts to, when they walk out of here, that they will not lose what you've done in their life. Lord, in Jesus' name. And yes, you will go through a tough time because your faith will be challenged. But stand firm in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, you will overcome. I will never leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a time that you're going to be walking, and I'm going to carry you. And there's a time that I'm going to put you down and walk with you, says the Lord. But I will never leave you nor forsake you. But let me do things my way. Trust me to do things my way. Surrender your will to my will in Jesus' most holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.